Man Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hello, gang. This is High Averback, bringing on another Command Performance. 30 minutes of top talent and tunes, all is ordered in your letters, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Well, boys and girls, lots and lots of those letters asked for the little gal who's going to run the show tonight. She's known as the sweetheart of Armed Forces Radio. So we went over and dragged her away from the Red Skelton Show. And here she is, Anita Ellis. Wonderful, Anita.
Thank you, Hi. Well, let's on to the mail, gang. We've reached that time when we present our super special command performance of the week. A little theme, please, Professor.
Well, Anita, who's commanded this week's extra special performance?
Corporal Red Foster in Japan. He says, I'm quartered with a bunch of long-winded guys, and all I get all the time is yatata, yatata, yatata when I'm trying to sleep.
Now, Red is a former Navy man, and he told his buddies that in the Navy, the guys never sound off after lights out. His pals gave him an argument, so tonight we're going to help Red settle the question.
Tonight we are going to find out which fellas are the most long-winded, soldiers or sailors. I found a couple of volunteers in the audience, dragged them up here on the stage, and... Hi, what's the name of your soldier boy?
Well, here we have Lieutenant Robert Traynor, hometown, St. Paul, Minnesota. How do you like it out here, Paul?
I like it very much.
You told me out there in the wings that you've done some radio. Now, just what work do you do?
Well, I have done a little disc jockeying at an AFN outlet at Fitzsimmons General Hospital, where we get this bedside network, and we like it fine.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Now, which do you think is the most long-witted, the Army or the Navy?
Anybody that's an enlisted man says a second lieutenant.
Well, we'll see. Anita, who's that sailor you've got there?
This is Seaman First Class Harner. He's from York, Pennsylvania. You're having fun in Hollywood?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. What do you like here?
I just like to have a good time. That's
you do? It. Oh, wonderful. I hope you do. And who do you think contains the most hot air, a soldier or a sailor?
I think a sailor.
You're very honest. Well, hi, let's see who's writing.
All right, here we go. Each of you boys will be given one of these rubber balloons. These aren't ordinary balloons. These are the super-duper special jumbo-large economy. They'd cost you $0.50 on the best street corner. When the gong rings, you start blowing, and the guy who busts his balloon first wins the grand prize and proves also that his outfit contains the most hot air. Are we ready, fellas? Let's go. Gong? It's the yellow of the Navy out by about 4 inches. No, the Army's coming up now with about 6 inches. Six, seven, eight. Army's leading with 8 inches in the green. The yellow of the Navy. Oh, the Navy man is having a little trouble. Looks like the Army is perhaps the most long-winded. Oh, that green one is really going. Wait for that pop. It's going to come any minute. Oh, he's holding. The Army is holding for breath now. He has about a 3-inch advantage. Navy is really coming along in the yellow. This is like a horse race. Into the stretch now. It's the Army leading by about 4 inches. Navy's having just a little trouble there. Pucker up, boy. Let it come. Oh, this Army man is way out in ahead. Way out in front. I should say it's about 14-9 now. Army ahead. Having trouble over there, aren't you? Oh, now the Navy is coming up. I'd say it's about 15-12. I'm afraid, without busting the balloon goes into the audience. The gentleman from the Army wins the grand prize.
Wonderful. Congratulations to the Army. And here's your grand prize, a beautiful box of candy. And to the loser, here's a consolation prize, a gorgeous box of vitamins. And thanks a million, fellas. You're both great sports. That was marvelous. It was just marvelous. It was wonderful. High class, subtle comedy. Hi. Well, wasn't it?
Well, yes, it was. Let's get out the air wick and get on with the show. Anita, what else did you find in the mailbag?
Well, lots of letters asking why they haven't heard from their favorite harp virtuoso lately. Well, this old chatterbox has kept himself pretty busy, dividing his time between making a living and entertaining the fellas in the hospitals. But we nailed him tonight, and here he is, Harpo Marx.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Harpo. What do you say? Is that all you can say? That's better. Now, Harpo, 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 stop it, will you? You don't want to gab my ear off here. Now, tell me, what's on your mind? What was she, a brunette? A redhead? Oh, I know. I'll bet she was a blonde. I'll bet you kissed her. Yeah, I thought so. And what happened? Knocked the braces off your teeth. Yes. Well, Harpo, how did you spend most of your time after that? This boy's been around more women than a bath towel in a sorority house. Harpo, what was that blonde's name? Oh, Elsie, the contented type. What'd you do, take her to a movie? What picture did you see? What was the name of the picture? Oh, yes. Nightmare Alley. Oh, Harpo, you'll never change. When you're not playing the harp, you'll be chasing women. So, to keep you out of mischief tonight, let's have a number for one of your best fans. It's Dave Kenner, stationed in Korea.
That harp.
Well, here's hoping he hurries back again. Oh, holy smokes, look what time it is.
Why? What's doing with the Gruen?
Well, gee, I should be out in the valley right now, visiting a couple of my old friends, Bob Sweeney and Hal March. They've drawn a lot of favorable mail on command. You know the boys, don't you?
Oh, of course. I can recognize Hal by the wavy hair and flashing smile. And
uh-huh.
And recognize Bob by the wavy hair and flashing scalp. Wonder what they're doing now.
Probably thumbing through an old photograph album. They're suckers for that kind of wild stuff. Bob Sweeney and Hal March.
I'll turn the page, Bob.
Okay, Hal. Gee, this is nice of you, Hal, putting all these pictures of me in your photo album.
Oh, it's nothing, Bob.
Oh, why are all my pictures mounted face down?
They're not face down, Bob. That's just a blank look on your pen.
Well, it's not a perfect likeness. I don't have those little black corners on my head.
All right. Hey, look at this picture, Bob.
Which one?
This is the day we were down at the beach, remember?
Yeah.
There I am in my leopard skin trunks, diving into the foaming surf.
Yeah, and that's me diving in with my blue serge suit on.
Bob, why did you go swimming with all of your clothes on that day?
Well, I was going to a dance afterwards, and I planned to leave right from the beach.
There's nothing a girl likes better than a wet coat against her bare midriff.
Well, this is the page of the album I like.
Huh?
These are some of my girlfriends, Hal.
Oh? Uh-huh.
This girl here is Mary.
Well, she's a... What did you say her name was?
Mary.
Mary?
Yeah, but I stopped going with her.
Oh, you stopped going with Mary.
Uh-huh. And then I started going with this girl.
Well, what's her name?
Sarah. Yeah, but we broke up.
Why did you break up with Sarah?
To go with this girl.
What's her name?
Betty.
Betty what?
Vaughn. Betty L. Vaughn.
Oh. Well, what's the L for?
Mary.
Stop being silly and give me that album.
All right.
Here's a picture that makes no sense at all.
Which one?
A man's body with no head on it.
I took that one.
Well, what happened, Bob? Did you have your finger over the top of the lens?
No.
Well, then how come the man's head is missing?
I only took his picture. I didn't ask about his affliction.
Hey, look at this picture, Bob.
Oh, boy. So that's you as a soldier, huh, Hal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, March, how it all comes back. Serving your country in time of need. Your even white teeth flashing a smile of contempt into the face of the enemy. Laughing at death as you carry high the torch of freedom. Oh, March, March. You mighty warrior. You speak, and armies crumble.
That was beautiful, Hal.
Thank you, Bob.
What did you do in the Army?
I was head librarian at Fort MacArthur.
Would you autograph this picture for me, Hal?
No, I...
Oh, hey, somebody just came in.
Yeah, probably that kid who lives in back, and we don't
Hello,
want...
Hello, mister.
Look, kid, you can shove off any time because we're busy.
I just wanted to ask you to sign this petition to enlarge our school.
Well, isn't your school big enough now?
Well, no. You see, it's only one room, and there are 500 students in it.
Gosh, that must be uncomfortable.
It's not bad for the children on top. But us little fellows underneath really suffer.
Well, I'll sure sign.
So will I. Let's have that pen, kid.
Here you are, mister.
Let's see. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-C. Wish I had a longer name. Okay, kid, here's your petition. Now let's get back to our photo album, Bob.
Okay, Hal.
Could I please have my pen, mister?
Go on, kid, beat it.
But I want my pen.
Out of the house, kid. Bob, get me some boiling water.
But I want my pen. I love that pen. It was a present from my childhood sweetheart.
Oh, you want action, huh? Okay, kid, up with a fist.
Please don't make me fight, mister. Fighting's a sin, and my little soul is pure.
Defendez-vous yourself, kid. Because Panther March is springing for the kill.
I didn't mean to bloody your nose, mister.
You little double-crosser. You took your hands out of your pockets.
I didn't want to do it, mister. I didn't want to fight.
Here's your pen. Now get out.
Oh, mother, now I'm a delinquent. The next step is the pool room.
Out! Look at some more of these pictures.
Hey, your nose is bleeding pretty badly, Hal.
I don't care. What's a little blood among friends?
How many friends do you have?
Hundreds.
There's enough blood there for all of them.
Forget it! Look, Bob, there's a picture we took when we were driving through the Ozarks.
Yeah. Yes, there's that hillbilly who asked us over for dinner.
I'll never know why you had to accept. It was awful.
Oh, I'll say. His roof leaked, you know.
His roof leaked? How do you know?
I had to finish my soup four times.
Cut that out. You know, Bob, I'll bet it's fun being a hillbilly. They're always lying around the mountains just watching their moonshine stills.
Oh, what's moonshine?
It's bourbon you drink out of a flamethrower.
Boy, imagine being a hillbilly and living the life of High Averback, huh?
Yeah. Do you think you'd like the mountain life, little partner?
Oh, heavens to Sunny Tusk, yes.
Yeah. Say no more, Bobby. In just 3 minutes, we'll be hillbillies.
Well, why in 3 minutes, Hal?
Because we're not really at home, Bob. We're at command performance, and Anita Ellis has to sing a song.
Oh, see you later, gang.
Right.
Thank you, boys. We certainly will rejoin you in a minute. But right now, here's something I'd like to do for Corporal Larry Welch, who is stationed in Germany. Michelle? Would make out as hillbillies, hmm? Hi, Averback, would you set the scene, please?
No sooner said than done. Get rid of that. Friends, in this great land of ours live many types and classes of people. And perhaps none is more colorful than the American hillbilly who loves his south belly. These are the men and women who live in the homemade cabins in the hills and eat only what the ground yields. Dirt. And the man of the house, or Maw as he is called, returns from a hard day of moonshining, stares down at his helping of turnip greens, looks up, and exclaims,
Bethlehem Steel has dropped 3 points.
Yes, these are the rugged hillbillies who raise their children in the hills and give their offspring good advice.
Judy, son?
Yeah, Pa.
Better get some clothes on.
You're 21 now.
Yes. Yes. The American mountain boys are legend. And none are better known than the two lantern-jawed hillbillies, Little Brown March and Jug Sweeney. Yes, there's tough and hairy Little Brown March who says,
I've been living in these here mountains all of my unnatural life. I chaw tobacco in the morning. I chaw tobacco in the afternoon. I chaw tobacco in the evening.
And there is March's brother, trigger-crazy, two-fisted Jug Sweeney, who says... So, story shall deal with the honest, simple mountain folk. Men like Sweeney and March, whom we find in back of their dirty cabin, hard at work mixing chemicals.
How's the liquor coming, Hallie?
Pretty good, Bobby. Just put in another bushel of dirt, a couple of quarts of paint remover, some soap chips, and a few rusty nails.
Sure does sound scrumptious.
Yeah. Mm.
What you think we ought to call it?
Same as always. Apricot brandy.
Well, I'm pretty tuckered, Hallie. I think I'll go over and lay under that there tree there.
I wouldn't lay under that tree, Bobby. That's the tree they hung Uncle Lud from 6 years ago.
Shucks, I ain't superstitious.
Yeah. What if the rope breaks and he falls on you?
How come nobody's cut Uncle Lud down?
Makes a nice shade in the summer.
Yeah, sure does.
Yeah, you know, Bobby, I was...
Don't move, Hallie.
What's the trouble, revenuers?
Nope. I just seen a bird peeking out of your beard.
Yeah. I'm hungry. Hope he lays an egg.
Don't worry about eating the bird. You can eat that joke.
Yeah.
Ebony.
Probably tastes better.
Yeah, that's a good egg there. Get it off the tea. If he's a he won't lay an egg, but if and she's a she, then he'll lay an egg.
That's pretty. Sing it.
Annie, Bobby, come a-running. Supper's ready.
Okay, Ma. Supper's ready, Bobby.
Boy, oh, that's some more, ain't it?
Yeah. Let's have her with that meal, too.
Yeah.
You think we should wash our hands in the creek?
Better not today.
Why not?
It's full of water.
Yeah. Bobby,
yeah?
I'm sure hungry. Hope we have a little more milk tonight. We ain't been getting much lately.
Only got a half a pail again this morning, Hallie.
I wonder what's wrong.
I don't know. Guess the old gray mare ain't what she used to be.
Come on, Bobby, let's go eat.
All right. Say, did Moore say what we was having for dinner, Hallie?
Yeah, she said something about critter fritters with sheep dip sauce.
Why does she always start the meal with dessert?
Now, don't be complaining about your ma's food, Bobby. Never makes anybody sick.
Yep. I guess that's because ain't no germ can stand it.
All germs are sissies.
Who says?
I says.
Who says?
I says.
You says?
Yeah, I says.
What am I arguing? I ain't no germ.
Come on, Bobby. Let's get into the cabin.
All right. Howdy, Ma. Howdy, Pa.
Howdy, Robbie.
How come you didn't say howdy to me, Pa?
Pa ain't talking no more, Robbie.
Why not?
Wildcat got his tongue.
The wildcat ate his tongue, you see?
Howdy, Ma, Robbie, Hallie. I'm home from school.
Well, sounds like we just acquired another brother. With a lousy accent.
It's your little brother, Roddy.
Ma, how come you named the young'un Roddy?
Gets him a lot of picture work.
Oh. I laid it out for you. Just ain't on the paper, I
no,
guess.
Sir. That Roddy McDowell jokes is never as good as Mickey Rooney's.
No.
Now, tell Ma, Hallie, about tonight. Go on, tell him.
Oh, Ma, me...
Tell her.
Ma.
I always get more sex confused. Them Levi jeans on she wears.
Or Dad, as the case
yeah.
may be.
Dad always wears a pinafore around the farm.
Oh, Lord, I'm getting tired of that line. me and Robbie is going down to the settlement tonight to do a little cheek-to-jaw dancing.
Yeah, so whose turn is it to do the dishes, Ma?
Who done them last night?
The mule.
Then it's the hog's turn tonight.
Where?
Say, Ma, if I can get a word in edgewise, the winner, John,
you're just living.
Corn liquor. The winner, Johnson, said...
said she'd give me $5 and a frog if I'd marry up with her.
Well, now, that's right neighborly of the widow, Roddy. Would you like to do that some afternoon after school?
Yeah, I don't know, Ma. She's 110. But not a bad looker.
Well, you get the $5 and the frog. Then if you're not happy, come on home and I'll send Paul over to shoot her. Come on in. Leave your chiggers outside.
Howdy, everybody.
Why, it's Lucy Dingleton from across the way. Evening, Lucy.
Evening, Ma. Evening, Robbie.
Say, Lucy, how about you and me strolling through the pigsty some night?
Why, not with you, Hallie. I heard you was a lady killer.
Only if they don't let me kiss them.
Robbie.
Say it again, Hallie. Only if they don't let him kiss them.
Robbie, darling, I ain't seen you at the village school lately. Ain't you going no more?
No. They expelled me for poking fun at the teacher's glasses.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I was using a stick.
Robbie! Annie! The revenuers are coming up the hill!
Revenuers?
We can't let the revenuers find the still. Somebody's got to go out and blow it up.
Well, let me go. I'll risk my only life to prove to Robbie I love him.
Hear that, Robbie? Lucy's going to go out and blow up the still, risk her life to prove she loves you. Ain't she a wonderful woman? I'll open the door for you, Lucy.
I'll run for it, but if and I... Oh, oh.
They got Lucy next.
I'll go. I can't sit back and see my boys get perforated.
Oh, no, Ma, you can't go.
Shut your mouth, young'un. Bye, Ma.
I'll hobble for it, but...
Oh. I never seen Moore die before they shoot her before. On the opium circuit with that.
Well, they got Ma. Now let me see who's next.
I gotta do some homework.
Run for it, Roddy. Blow up the still.
But I'm too young to die.
And you got nothing to worry about. Out the door you go.
No,
I don't. Sounds like he just got up.
Take that boy to the vet and get him some worm shots.
Well, Bobby, before you know it, it'll be Friday. We better get up. Well, Bobby, seems like only you and me is left.
Yep. One of us will have to go.
Yep. Now, which one of us will it be? I'll make a suggestion.
Make a suggestion.
You go.
Make another suggestion.
You're going.
Who said?
I said.
Who said?
I said.
Who said?
I said. I'll settle this thing once and for all.
Hallie?
Yeah, Bobby?
Bet everybody wonders who got shot.
Bet they do, too. Shall we tell them? I say, shall we tell them? All right. I'll tell them. Bobby got shot.
Oh, that was terrific. We were all hysterical, boys. And with that stirring hunk of Americana, we've just about reached the end of the Opry. It's been a lot of fun, and thanks to the one and only Harpo Marx, Bob and Hal, better known as Sweeney and March, the very talents of Dora Singleton, Bud Whittem, Vance Colvig, and Tommy Bernard. Hi, the inimitable Averback, and...
And the sweetheart of AFRS, Anita Ellis. Keep writing, gang, and we'll keep trying to fill your orders.
And And remember, gang, we appreciate everything you're doing to help keep freedom alive. You're all members of one big all-American team. And as Grantland Rice might say, you're playing a wonderful game. Good luck to you, everybody, and good night.
This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.